Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Okay, today we'll look at what I titled, My Prophecy Must Manifest. My prophecy must manifest. I will pray for you. Then I want you to go about visiting this message, either the one you have written down or you listen to it on any media platform, so that you can really tackle this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for a particular person they call Zara. It's a small girl. Wherever place Zara is, the Lord will keep this person. Amen. And no evil will befall her. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Every death prepared for her, she has escaped it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Convulsion, falling and not standing up again, being rushed back from the school, will not be her portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Zara, we are not going to bury you in the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. I've seen people, they fight for so many things, but they don't fight for their prophecy. I've seen people, they fight for something. People fight for love, you know. People fight for house. People fight for property, but they don't fight for their prophecy. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, I read good news. If you are here today and God has said something about you and they are yet to come to pass, look at me. No greed. What did I say?
No greed.
No greed. If Jacob can fight with angel, the angel can blow him and he will die. But the angel saw his heart that is not fighting as in fighting, but is fighting for his prophecy. He said, my life must change. Look at me, my dear. If no good thing happened in your life, your people that say they love you, they will leave you. A Maserati that is not working will be dropped for an Okada. A Ferrari that has parked up, Kel, are you hearing me? They will park it and they will use bicycle. I pray on top of somebody's head, your life will not park up. I'm begging you, don't fight for anything again. Fight for your prophecy. Inside your prophecy is everything. Look at, people walk into Zenith Bank. People walk into KFC. People walk into the place to eat. Eh? Why? Because prophecy has come to pass there. Can I pray for you? May your prophecy attract greatness. 1 Timothy 1:18. Timothy, my child, I entrust to you this command. He says it's not an advice, a command, which is in accordance with the words of prophecy spoken in the past about you. Let me finish it. Use these words as weapons to fight. Everybody, this is again. One, two, go. Be loud and clear. Everybody, go now. Use what? I said it from the beginning. Start again. Start again. Loud and clear. Yes. He's speaking in the past, so, but bring the past to the future. Now, finish it for me. Use those words as what? I pray for you. You will not fail in the place of prophecy. In order to bring your prophecy to pass, there is a spiritual responsibility to perform. I pray for you again. You will not fail in the place of prayer again in the name of the Lord Jesus. So many people, the word was authentic. Their prophet saw well. You even receive yourself. But you, I beg, if it is God, let it come to pass. No. You have to fight. He said, Timothy, you have heard the prophet about you. Use them as weapon and fight. I pray for you. Your prophecy will manifest. It is your duty. 1 Timothy 1:18 again, KJV. It is your duty to fight with your prophecy. Read it for me. Everybody want to go loud and clear. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on before thee. Continue now. That thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Prophecy is not for everybody. Prophecy is for the wise. I am where I am today by prophecy. See, prophecy is not even what you like. It is what is written about you. Prophecy is what must come to pass about you. Prophecy is how you will go in life. Can I pray for you? How many of you are ready? I pray for you today. Your prophecy will not fail. Amen. Nothing sponsor in this life, oh, destiny failure like prophecy failure. And I pray for you again. Your prophecy will not fail. Amen. Life is a journey. But prophecy is like the vehicle that carries you from one step to the other. Carries you through the journey of life. I pray for you again. Though I'm not hearing your response, your prophecy will not fail you. See, a man's prophecy can be tied up in the spirit realm. You've got to pray to break it loose. And I pray for 30 people. Let's make it 72. I pray for you. May your prophecy be untied in the name of the Lord Jesus. Until your prophecy is loose, it cannot manifest. Pray with me. Say, Father, untie my prophecy. Say, let me hear you loud and clear. I'm not hearing you on this side. I'm not hearing you from this side. I'm not hearing you from that side. I'm not hearing you from that side. Shout it, let God hear in heaven now. Prophecy is a divine write-up about your life. Don't fold your arms and watch your life just go like that. Prophecy is higher than property. A man of prophecy will have so many properties later. Let me pray again for 10 people. As the Lord lives, you will not be a storyteller in life. Sometimes and most times, the battle coming to you is because of your prophecy. Open your Bible with me in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. My prophecy must manifest. My prophecy must manifest. My prophecy. My prophecy. My prophecy. Must manifest. I am unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O you daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto you. He is just and having salvation. Lowly. And doing what? And upon a call. So, before this court can carry Jesus, it must carry prophecy. If you are going to see greatness, you must fight for your prophecy. this is only for one person. Let me know if you are there. Your prophecy will not die. Look at me. If you join call today, the priest in the call, the first thing they will do is to check your destiny. Do you know what they want to assess? They want to assess the CPU of your destiny to see how you will go. Once they can assess it, they will now say, well, according to what is written here, they want to help you. At the end of the day, they fail. Even the people in the world knows that they have to find out what is written about you. Hey, anything and nonsense you are going through now that is not part of your destiny, let them be erased from your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, your prophecy is your divine ordination. Now, do you remember Matthew 26:24? The Son of Man. So your prophecy is what you must manifest on earth. See, your prophecy is a prophet, your prophet to your generation. This is only for 10 people again. May you never come to this world in vain in the name of Jesus. The prophecy is the divine advantage you have over others. See, when people want to fight me, I first tell them, number one, I'm in my calling. That's the first thing. That's where I start from. I don't like this job, but it's not of him that will it. Everybody will say, I don't want ministry. I just want to serve God and be a minister. And you know what? I want to be sponsoring the kingdom. God said, no lie. You will carry microphone. See, when you are in your prophecy, you are in good angle to fight. Come and see something here. Everybody come and see. Carry your Bible. Matthew 11, verse 1 to 9. I'm almost done, no. You will be shocked that I'm done. I don't hear English, Abby. You are the one that wrote my work for me. Shocked. Mark 11, 1 to 9. Now, this is what I want to bring out the secret from. The secret and the mystery surrounding your prophecy. Don't forget everything we are going to read from 1 to 9. Don't forget now. Go. Mark 11, to 9. Mark 11, 1 to 9. Go. And when they came near to Jerusalem, unto Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Mark 11. What happened to the one in the studio? Don't worry, it's my prophecy. He sendeth forth how many? Two of his disciples, and said unto them, go your way into the what? Village that is over against you. Go your way to where? Go your way to where? Somebody say location. Let me start again. And when they came near to Jerusalem, unto Bethage and Bethany, at Mount Olives, he sent how many? Oh my God, Jesus Christ. He sent how many? Don't forget, he sent two. Who sent them? Now watch me. I'm done after this. So you better pay attention. And said unto them, go your way to where? He sent how many? Those are the key words I'm bringing. He sent how many? To where? Against you. And as ye have entered to it, you will find a cult tied. Do you remember the cult in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9? Do you remember? Anybody that is tied now because of what you carry, God is sending helpers. He said, we'll never man said, lose him and bring him. Lose him. Because you carry prophecy, you are no longer on the level of animal. This guy is an animal. But Jesus said, lose him. Because what he carry is more than an animal. Can I pray on top of your, submit your head, let me pray. May your head do well in the name of Jesus. The prophecy on your head must come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are the one I pray for now, shout three amen and pack your blessings.
Amen, amen, amen.
lose him, it was not a mistake. You that read English in school, he said, no, supposed to be it, and bring him. Now, if any man, number three, those are the key words I'm using, say unto you, challenge you, why do you do this? Say ye that the Lord had need of him, not it again. And straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the court tied where Jesus said, by the door without in the place where junction now. Junction now. Anybody tied in junction, you shall be loose today. And they lose him. Will you say amen?
Yeah.
It's for 100 people, you shall be loosed.
Yeah.
For your prophecy to come to pass, I say you shall be loosed.
Yeah.
I continue, and certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do you do? Losing the cord? And they said unto them, even as Jesus has commanded, and they let them go. They will let you go.
Yeah.
In your family, they will let you go. This amen is not born again. In your office, they will let you go.
Amen.
This amen, get as it be. In your career, they will let you go.
Amen.
And they brought the call to Jesus and cast their garments onto it. I want to be sure you are onto it. Why him? Because he carried something. What do you carry? Somebody say, I carry prophecy. See, the way we do others, other people, we cannot do an initiate like that. Prophecy turned you to a divine initiate that people cannot treat anyhow. Hey, anywhere I get people look at me and say, oh, sir, are you a pastor, sir? I say, why are you asking? Sir, please be going. I say, why? I dropped some people off and I was returning home, myself and Pastor Peter. And the police stopped us and said, please, I wind down, wind down. Okay, you be pastor? I said, no. Why? You be pastor? You want to deny Jesus? When you carry prophecy, the way they look at you is different. Even if you try to pretend, they will see. May your prophecy manifest.
Amen.
If you are the one I pray that one for, let your amen be the loudest here now. And many spread their garments on the way. And others cut down branches of the street and strayed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh. Let me quickly tell you four things your prophecy will do for you. Then I will tell you the mystery surrounding your prophecy. Number one, your prophecy has the ability to keep you alive. The cord was tied. I don't know for how many weeks or days or years, but it survived. It did not die. Everybody look at me, especially you men. Look at me. There are many widows than widowers because men don't live long. I have made up my mind I'm going to live long. You will live long too. So I pray for you. May God keep you till the fulfillment of your prophecy.
Amen.
Anything that happened to you, remember, my prophecy has not yet come to pass and finished. So I cannot die now. When you are sick, remember, the sickness will come and go because my prophecy has not yet what? So your prophecy has the ability to keep you alive. Let me pray for seven people, not 70, seven people. Whatever wants to terminate your life before the fulfillment of your prophecy, they are hereby terminated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will look as if you are going to die. You are not gonna die.
Amen.
You are not going to die.
Amen.
Hey, equal, even that to say you are lying. What you carry, I cannot give. The Bible said they killed James. But they didn't kill Peter. Why? There is a prophetic word that Peter must write, First Peter and Second Peter, so they can kill him. Oh. You were surprised. That's what happened that you escaped. You escape because prophecy is yet. Oh God, somebody is not here. Let me pray for another 100 set of people. Are you there? May your prophecy manifest by fire in the name of Jesus. Everything is tough. It's as if life wants to take your everything away, but don't worry. Make sure you keep alive. Number two, what's your prayer to? Your prophecy will speak for you. And Jesus was preaching, and the computer was pressed in heaven. It's time for the cords tied in the village. You are here in Lagos, but they have tied your spirit. They tied your destiny. They tied your marriage in your village. Now Jesus sent people to deliver that man. I release angel to untie your prophecy in the name of Jesus. Your prophecy has the ability to trigger people to remember you. Don't be surprised. People say, hey, I've forgotten this man, Jesus Christ. And they start calling you. So after this service, this is only for 200 people. Are you there? May you be remembered for good in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm only hearing voice from this. I say you'll be remembered for good in the name of Jesus. Your prophecy has the power to bring helpers to you. The ability to manifest help and fulfillment. Can I pray for you? May you get help. Look at me. There are money I spent. I don't know where I got it from. I have seen God help me, and I'll kneel down in my room and I'll be crying. And the Lord will tell me, I gave you that money because of the prophecy. There are doors that has opened for me. And the only thing I can say is, God, this can only be you. Your prophecy will not die. Your amen is not good, Joe. I say your prophecy will not die. Now, on this one, this man is saying, why must I pray for my prophecy to be fulfilled? Why must I fight? Come and see. I'll show you in the Bible like three. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Rise up. Look at the promise. Look at. Take your journey. Pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto into thy hand Sihon the Amorite. I have given unto you king of Heshbon. I have even given you his land. That's a prophecy. He said, begin to do what? And contend. You said you have given me. Not everything that is given is received. Somebody can give you a check. Before you get there, say hello. Don't give him again. Banker is answering me. Not everything that is given is what? Somebody is not answering me, Joe. Can I pray for you? Everything that is yours, receive power to fight and collect it in the name of Jesus. It is not everything that is given. Possession involves warfare. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I watch what I fight for. If there's no prophecy about it, I leave it. The Son of Man, go as it is. May you never fight for what will kill you in the name of Jesus. I read 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18 for you. Paul understood that prophecy don't come to pass in the life of spiritually lazy people. You are lazy. Not to pray for the nation, not to pray for yourself, for family, to pray for the prophecy on your head to come to pass. He said, I have given you, but go and do what? Contend for it. Are you still there? Genesis 15, verse 14 to 15. And the Lord said, and also that the nation whom they shall serve will I judge afterward. After they shall come out with great substance. Verse 15. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Before then, in verse 12, 13, he said, the children of Abraham will go for 400 years. Why the 30 years because they were not ready. Can I ask just a few people here, are you ready for the fulfillment of your prophecy?
Yes, sir.
Then look at, I ask again, are you ready for the fulfillment of your prophecy?
Yes, sir.
Then look at me, look at me, look at me. Fight. Do what?
Fight.
In the fight, told you several times, you might be knocked down. Stand up. Fight again. Don't forget, there's a prophecy that you will win. Oh God, they are not here. Declaring the end. Oh my God. Aramigbon. Declaring the end. God has declared how it's going to be. Let that motivate you to fight, that this is not the end of my story. When the year begins, I tell some people, you will not finish this year with us in Nigeria. They look at me, and all of a sudden they travel. And one by one, and they say, but as of January, there was no shishi. There is a prophecy. Let me quickly go to the end of your prophecy. You will see the fulfillment of your prophecy.
Yes.
The extra 30 years came because nobody was praying. Bible said, when they started crying, God look for a savior for them. You cry for everything, but for your prophecy, I beg, if it's God, let him. That was a mistake Eli made. See, you can make mistake everywhere. When it comes to your prophecy, die there. We die here. In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, from verse 2 to 27. No, let's look from 2 to 3 for me. In the first year of his reign, Daniel understood by books. You are not reading with me. The number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years. Where? So, God has told Jeremiah, because Jeremiah came before Daniel, and Jeremiah wrote the Bible saying, like the vision, that you are going to spend 70 years. Stop abusing your prophets. Get ready to fight. So, Daniel read and said, 70 years. We are more than 70 years. The Bible said, continue verse 3. And I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer. Oh, are you there? And what? And shawarma. Because you see, Asia, and what? With what? And what? And what? Go and buy ashes and put on your head. Say, I want to buy ashes, I want to buy rag. That is one of the tontons today. That is not the meaning. He said he humbled himself and he started praying. And the Bible said immediately he started praying, God released the answer. Still, angel, demon went and they started fighting there. If only you know that when you start praying, answers have been released, but there are battles. Can I help you small? Can I help you small? Any battle surrounding your prophecy, I command them to become breakthrough for you in the name of Jesus. All instances pointed to the truth that they are going to spend 70 years. All in a point that is where you are going to. But everywhere blocked for you. Can I pray for you? God will send his angel to help you in the name of Jesus. Okay, before we go, don't miss this. The mystery surrounding your prophecy, number one, is the mystery of your location. Go to the village. Your location must be correct. As the Lord opened doors for me, do you know what happened? They tell me, sir, stay here. And for your information, maybe you don't know, I'm a resident of Bejomo. Maybe you don't know. And last year they said, stay. It's not my location. My children can stay. I am passing through it. If you are the one from the airport, you are taking picture. Ikpaka. 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 What God cannot do. For every new year you bab, Igbo, they will know last year when they told me, they said, my lawyer said, hey, Stephen, are you fine? Stay. Don't travel. I said, I'm out already. And the devil asked me, are you sure you are? I said, what is there? It's for small, small children that want to jackpot. I'm not giant to anywhere. If I go, I rest, I come back. My money is in this country. There's oil here. Oil. There's what? There's oil here. I will now be going. I will now be shaking inside cold. Go and be washing toilet. Should I continue? All our children abroad and everywhere you are, may you do well. Your location must be correct. Your allocation is sent to your where? Location. If your prophecy will come to pass, make sure you get your location correct. All right. Everywhere is not for you. I want to go to Malaysia. Did God send it to Malaysia? I want to go to UK. Everybody in UK, their life is not okay. It's not everybody there, their life is okay. I want to go to Japan. Somebody said, Daddy, I'm going to Japan. I said, you are who? Japan. Ja what? Immediately I dropped the phone. Father, block every way. Japan call. Jaga jagani. Can I pray for you? These people are serious. Can I pray for you? May your location be right. There's a mystery surrounding your location. See, if it is God that says you go there, look at me, you will not be hungry. One example, Elijah, go to the brook of what? Kerit. There, I have prepared raven to feed you. Raven is very useless bird. It's a brick. Oh my God. Your prophecy will manifest. Anybody that is in the wrong location here now, may God redirect your steps. Do you know why you are saying this kind of amen? I say, may God redirect your steps. No matter your anointing will not give you food. It's the location that determines your allocation. Man of God, God has used in this country, come and start ministry in such a place. I didn't think twice. I said, it's not my location. They said, but you are anointed and gifted. There are many anointed, gifted pastors that are hungry. I said, my location, that's not the place. Let me be coming and be going. Yeah. Let me be coming and be... You can go anywhere and enjoy now. Everywhere you must get to in life, a door shall be opened unto you. So go to the village. Why? That is where it's located. Let's imagine it was located anywhere. They will not be looking for him. Number two, the second mystery surrounding your prophecy, the mystery of sent helpers. And he will come and save you. He will come and save. Say it to the weary one now. Your God will surely come. Pastor Paul, have I been stranded before? Have we done Magomago? Have we written a letter to anybody to help us? We have spent money that this ministry cannot accumulate. Where are they going to see it? When I need it, helpers will come. Don't go and find out. To orange that I will drink, they will bring it for me in my office. Benny, it's not a joke. Why? If you can get it, why? Source it, why? Soros, okay. My location. Now put me in Belgium. You should come and work as security. As fine as I am. Jesus said two to help him connect, make her pray for you. Wherever you are located, your sent helpers will get to you. Yes. Not hearing you. Your helpers will get to you. Yes. All our children abroad, wherever you are, I say your helpers will get to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Yes. One, yes. Two, yes. Three. Sit down, let me tell you something. Sent helpers, not the one you are running after. Yeah. I have one problem. People think it's personal pride. I just don't like to disturb anybody naturally. Before I tell you something, it has reached here. I don't disturb anybody. I don't beg. Ask from Timothy, from small like this. I can't even ask my parents to give me money. I have this. God will help me. I was working on an app for 5 hours. And even to ask somebody, I say, okay, I don't want to trouble any of these children. I don't want to trouble them. When he got here, I said, hello, we are not going to do this thing today. Oh. And I was saying, call doctor. He said, he's the guru. I called doctor. I called, I said, why? Because I felt led. Stop running after people. What do I say now? You begin to call people. You begin to. There are people God has sent to take care of you. Look at me. Look at me. They will not rest until they deliver. Hey, shame, let me. Pelu mustache buruku ase eseme leyin meye. Why are you suffering like this? A day the Lord told me, get out of your parents' house. I was 24 years. I left. I did not look back. I didn't look back. 2 years before then, I stopped eating at home. Ask from Timothy. At 22, I stopped eating. He said, I'm on the mountain praying or in church. And the Lord told me, leave. I left. Ladubo mi tinti yo. I'm in my location. All the people that stood against me, they have turned to rada rada. Why? God sent me here. And I never belly fool. Some people now rise up, they want to fight me. Can I pray for you? Every enemy of your location will run mad. Amen. Be careful who you fight or if not God send him or her there, you can't win him. And when the person is there, they are a sent helper, not the one you use twerking to bring into your life. Not the one you use coverage. What do you call this thing? Remind me now. Remind me, what's that thing? Cleavages. Look at all the mama here. All cleavage close. Younger, you are opening. You will soon close up. You will soon be tired. Not the one you use photo. Saint helpers. Connect. Let me pray for you. Say, my saint helpers. Locate me by fire. Say, I will not look for you. You will get to me. You will give to me what is mine. Shout a dangerous amen. A beautiful girl in a wrong location will suffer. An anointed man in the wrong location will suffer. a gifted person, you know, he will suffer more. And once the location is right, what will happen next? Sent what? Are you the one that will look for them? Are you the one that will start calling them? Will you beg them? Will you sleep with them? But they will do what? And when they come, they will do what? They will deliver. Somebody say they will deliver. Shout a dangerous amen. Number three, the third mystery surrounding your prophecy is the right connection. And I have no other God but you. How many God you get, Seth?
No other God but you.
I have no
other God but you.
If you are sure, let me hear you. I have no
other God but you.
For you have done
what no man has done.
And you will do
what no man can do.
May God give you the right connection. Every wrong connection you have gathered for yourself, thinking you want to help yourself. May God disconnect you from nonsense in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you know why you're not saying amen? You want to hold on to bullshit. I pray for you, sir. Every wrong connection in your life, I disconnect you from them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you will find him on the road that connects. The road that connects you to greatness. May you get there in the name of Jesus. They thought they tie him there. They didn't know that they are helping him fulfill prophecy. All things work together. They wrote with the pen how you will end uselessly. But they forgot to throw the pen away. God used the same pen and he rewrite your destiny. So they say he will die young. Na lie, I had 60 years. They say he no go get money. Na lie, he will get riches. Are you there? They say it will not go far. Now like, it will go farther than them. So the first mystery surrounding your destiny, prophecy is what? Location. Please, my dear, don't just go anywhere. Yes, you will travel, but don't just go anywhere. And just any visa. Oyoma. And when you get there, because you are set there, when we are on the mountain, you say, Allah Ogbo Doni mi, Iran Gede Sukun Atide. Never. I remember one by one, step by step, how God has helped me. Why? He sent me here. And when he says, I should pack my Kangara. You don't know Kangara? No. I will pack it the next location. From the first building to the second to this level. God said, move. And when he tells me to move, I move. You move with me? Good. You don't move with me? That's your problem. Paul and Barnabas were called. But one left. He still fulfilled his destiny. Shall I continue? Are you sleeping? The fourth mystery surrounding the mystery of opposition. He said, if anybody asks you, why do you want to lose him? Why do you want to marry her? Why do you want him to travel abroad? He said, tell him, God has land in this one job. This is not the one that you can stop. God has finished this one. God has written this one. This one is going to do well. This one is different from them. This one will not suffer like them. If you are the one I'm praying for, shout a dangerous amen now. This is only for 150 people. Every opposition to your life, every opposition to your prophecy shall not stand in the name of the Lord Jesus. The first mystery is what? Obey. Okay, so the second one is what? Send. The third one is what? Jeremiah. Right connection. The fourth one is what? position. The fourth, the fifth one. If you remember all this, the mystery of deliverance and fulfillment. See, if your prophecy will come to pass, you must be delivered. And upon Mount Zion. People, do you know Bible yet? There shall be what? Believe. He said believers. Deliverance and what? You must. Look at me. Anywhere you are in the world, get ready to be delivered from one level to the other. I still put my hand on the head. Father, deliver me. There are things you must be delivered from. Your bad attitude. Your malicious attitude. You are going to be delivered from sickness. You are going to be delivered from death. You are going to be delivered from shame. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You are going to be delivered from poverty. Hey. You are going to be delivered from rejection. You are going to be delivered from delay. Then you shall be fulfilled in life. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your biggest amen.
Amen.
I hereby declare upon your life and destiny that your prophecy will manifest.
Amen.
You don't want to be, your prophecy will manifest.
Amen.
I can see that you don't need it, your prophecy will manifest.
Amen.
Your prophecy will come to pass.
Amen.
May you get your location right.
Amen.
I said your right helper will locate you.
Amen.
You will not go after them.
Amen.
They will come after you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
May you get your connection right. I'm not hearing you. When you get your connection right, opposition will not prosper. Your deliverance will come. Your fulfillment will show. You will shine and reign in life. Your story will be different from theirs. You're better than your fathers. Better than your mothers. Better than your family. Greater than your foundation. If you are the one I pray for, say seven amen and pack your blessings. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Anybody here that they tie your prophecy? You're seeing yourself, they tie you down. I command your prophecy is hereby loose in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You heard it that you are going to be great. Look at me. May you be great in life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All the yama, stupid, manipulation prophecy in your life, canceled by the blood in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the bad dreams they are having concerning you, stupid, wicked, useless dreams of death, dreams of limitation, cast over your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What God said He will do for you, to you, by you, it will come to pass in your lifetime in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your prophecy will not be transferred to your children. In your lifetime, you will get it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And any power that is saying when they are alive, your prayers will not come to pass, they bury it now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Somebody shall say, my prophecy manifest by fire.
Amen.
I'm not going to say, my prophecy manifest by fire.
Amen.
No, you say, my prophecy manifest by fire.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you there. My prophecy manifest by fire.
Amen.
Every enemy of my prophecy, I bury you alive. Say in the name of Jesus. So say big amen now. Sit down, but don't go down. May you get your location right. May the right help has come into your life. May your connection be correct. May your opposition, may they be silenced. May you receive deliverance from whoever and whatever that is tying you down.
Amen.
If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Look at me, my dear. Fight for your what? Fight. Don't fold your arms. Don't say, I did go to church. No, fight. Fight until you get it. Fight. How do I fight? Run to Jesus. He's the one that can help you. Blessed be the Lord my God, who teacheth my hands to fight war. David said, he said, with my bare hands, he taught me how to break bows. Somebody fired the arrow and he cast the arrow and he broke it. Say, all the nations of the world compass around me. Say, by the name of the Lord, I will now me go finish them. Can I pray for you? May you finish your enemies. So I've taught you the five things surrounding your prophecy. Can I beg you? Don't forget it in your life. The first one is what? Location. The second one is sent helpers. The third one is what? Right connection. The fourth one is what? Opposition must be silenced. Your helpers and your accuser must not meet. And even if they meet themselves, they'll be looking like idiots. The voice of your helper will be higher than your position. And the last one is deliverance. You need deliverance from yourself. You think you know everything. Uncle, you don't know nothing. Deliverance, by strength. Will you remember those five things? If you remember five things, then I've done well today. Number one is what? Number one is what? Number two is what? Centimeter care. September. Send help. Pastor Sorobi, English person. Number three. Gallery. Light connection. Number four. Open phone. Number five. Will you remember? Look at your friend. Tell him, for your prayers to come to pass, get your location right. Pray for your sent helpers. Stop running after them. Tell him, you must have the right connection. Silence opposition. And be delivered. Somebody shout a big amen. So with that, let me just add a little more. Come to Jesus. Twenty-something years ago, a little girl called me from Holland or Belgium and said, Uncle, I said, who is this? She mentioned her name. I said, okay. My mom told me to call you. I said, who is your mother? As she was talking, the phone went off. The Lord told me, call her back. So I called her. Hello? He said, thank you, Uncle. My name is this. He said, I'm trying to be a medical doctor, and my professor said I can never become a medical doctor because abroad they look at your genealogy. If there's no doctor in your family, I want to be a doctor, you have to be extra intelligent. They tell you, I don't know how these people got into that. I don't know. May you rise beyond your foundation. And he said, Uncle, I have one problem. He said, what? I don't know mathematics. Hey! Cut the phone. I prayed. The Lord said, whether she know mathematics or not. So I called. I said, well, face it. Learn it. Fight. Conquer it. And pass it. Today, that girl gave me a key of a house. I told you. Now, Uncle, anytime you enter Belgium, this is your key. Anytime you enter Belgium, this is your key. Now, wait. Now, this is what I want to tell you now. Don't let anybody tell you bullshit about your prophecy, except you don't know. That's like all of you that are looking for prophecy about. Hey, Jaku Raju. Hey, Jaku Raju Raju. Don't worry. And they will not give up. And say, the kind of spirit that brought it, where? Because I don't shake here. He said, Daddy, don't shake. You are the one that will shake. You are looking for prophecy everywhere. There is a lemma. There is a logo. You are seeing the one in the Bible that says you are going to be great. Then there are ones that God has given to you. Ah, hold on to it like that. My prophecy must come to pass. But it cannot come to pass without Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. Help me finish it. And get ready to pray. Get ready to fast. Get ready to fast. I told you, the day you were born, stop eating that day. You will not die. If you are born on Monday, don't eat until 12, at least
You have cut off the breakfast. But no. Stop eating on the day you are born. Won't do that. I'm talking to you as your prophet. That is your covenant day. No chopping. You will not die. If they are frying dodo in front of you, tell dodo, wait after 12 or 3, which I will finish you. But for now, I'm fasting. When I told you, did you do it? Have you started? Have you started? I almost asked, you swear to God, but I can't say what I'm preaching. Praise God. Try. You will not die. Should I still continue? How do I fight for my sacrifice? The Lord told me about the son that I was going to have. And when God has told me, I wrote it down. The Lord gave me the first name and second name. I wrote it down. The Lord told me the day he will be born. Though that one did not come quickly. And some useless people started giving prophecy. I fought with prayers. I fought with fasting. I fought with sacrifice. See, your prophecy might need you to fast too. Your prophecy might need you to sacrifice. When am I going to get a sacrifice? Go and ask God, not me. Because I see that you give anything now. Who like by Rao? Who am I just sacrifice? Lombi by. What about that sacrifice? So go and ask God what you will sacrifice for your life to change. Then look at me. Serve God. Serve who? I'm not here. Serve who? I'm not here. Serve what? Stop putting God as number two in your life. Let God be number one. Love God more than you love your spouse. You don't miss your appointment, but you meet appointment with God. If you are going to embassy, they don't bore you well. You reach there 45 minutes late. You get there 45 minutes early. You have flight. You are there 3 hours before the flight. But church, honey, go and back. Oh, they will still be singing worship now. And you will walk into the church. God is saying, look at those that honor me, you will governor. Those that love me, you can't expect God to lead person that love him first and come and answer you that you don't love him. You come to church when you buy your new clothes. I know I'm seeing 3 people now. You came to church today because that cloth is new. Should I come and meet you? Who, you and who? You say yes. Praise God. Serve God. And I'm gonna serve you because I love you. And I'm going with you all the way. If men forsake me, stand up, let's go home. I won't let it break me. I'm going with you all the way,
all the way,
all the way,
all the way.
I told my daughter when she was sharing some things with me. I told him how I faced rejection. I told her what I suffer from the people I loved. I told her when I left the house how my father came and said, I disown you. I told her how my uncle came and told me that you are going to be a failure. But today, do I call them? Who they call? Very soon they will call you. I told her. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. Fight for your prophecy. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Let me put it there. I want us to see together. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. Rise ye up
Take your journey. Pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Ishbal, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend. Put Amplify there. I want to read Amplify. Put Amplify there. Look, Amplify. Go now. Rise up. Take your journey. Pass over the valley of the Arnon. Behold, I've given you the land, the hand of Sihon the Amorite, king of Hebron, and his land. Begin to what? And contend with him what? Battle again in prophecy. Yes, my dear. If you are given one, you go battle. Read for me, Message Bible. Message is the one that it shocked me. A message, read message. Oh, where you go now? On your feet. Somebody say, I'm already on my feet. Get started. Cross Brook Arnon. Look, here is Sihon the Amorite, king of Hezbollah, and his land. I am handing it over to you. He said, I'm giving it over to you. It's all yours. Go ahead and take it. Wait, I thought that should finish there. After full stop, he now say, go to war. It's complicated. But God is with you. Lift up your hand and say, Father, I thank you. I want you to celebrate. I say, Lord, I thank you for my prophecy. Thank you for where I am now. Thank you for where you have brought me from. Thank you for where you are taking me to. Thank you for your word over my life. Lift up your voice, somebody, as we thank God together. Lift up your voice. Thank him. You are the reason I live. You are the one for me.
You're the one for me.
Somebody thank him. Go ahead.
You are the reason I live.
Go ahead and thank him.
You're the one for me.
You are the one for
You're the one for me.
Why should I?
Why should I fear when I have you? Surrounded by your Lord, your everlasting Lord.
Why should I care?
Why should I fear what people say?
They don't know, man.
Cause they don't know
what you mean to me.
And what you mean to me.
They don't know what you mean to me.
They don't know.
Come on, thank you for your prophecy.
What you mean to me.
They don't know.
They don't know.
What you mean to me.
They
don't know what you mean to me, Lord.
They don't know, God, what you mean to me.
Why should I fear, Lord?
Why should I fear
when I have you?
When I have you.
Surrounded by your love, Jesus.
Surrounded by your love.
Your everlasting love.
Your everlasting love.
Why should I care? Go ahead.
Why should I care?
What people are saying.
What people say.
They don't know.
God, how you lifted me.
They don't know what you mean to me.
They don't know.
What you mean to me.
What you mean
one more time.
To me.
They don't know what you mean to me, Lord.
They don't know what you mean to me.
You don't know why I'm thanking God on your behalf. I stand here today because of the prophecy on my head. There's a prophecy on your head, my dear. You say, but why are things so hard? They're hard because there's something you are missing. You have missed the location. You are pursuing people that are supposed to come for you. You have missed the right location. The oppositions are speaking over your life. And you are not yet delivered. And this morning I stand to pray for you. Your prophecy must manifest. Lift up your voice and say, every enemy of my prophecy, say, in my life, in my family, I arrest them by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice, everyone, as we pray. They don't know. Everybody praying, everybody praying. They don't know
what you mean to me. They don't know
what you mean to me.
What you mean to me.
They don't know, Lord.
They don't know
what you mean to me.
What you mean to me. They don't know that. What you mean to me.
Stop praying. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Everybody praying. Cry to God. Enemy of my prophecy. In and out. Everybody praying. Everybody praying. Crying to Jesus. Every enemy of your prophecy. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. See, after me, say barriers. Barriers. Some people mount barrier. And Paul said, I see the gates, the doors, but enemies, adversaries. See, after me, say every barrier. I'm not hearing you say every altar. Any covenant. What is the first one? What is the second one? What is the third one? Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Any barrier. Say human barrier. I might say human barrier. Spiritual barrier. Say altars. I might hear say wicked altars. Covens. Standing against my prophecy. You are a liar. I conquer you by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Barriers. Altars. Covens, barrier, altar, coven, barrier, altars, coven. Lift up your voice, standing against my prophecy. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus, never pray. In Jesus, never pray. In Jesus, never pray. God in heaven is my witness that I've gotten to a level in life, and I'll tell people that, look, there's nothing here. But let's always go and do what? Let us go and do what? Let's go and sleep. Let us see what will happen tomorrow. And God has never disappointed me. I'll pray for you before you pray this prayer. Do you know I want to pray for you? Look at me. I cannot carry prophecy and still suffer. Go possible. See, anytime I'm suffering, I begin to check, why? Have I gone out of prophecy? Or has somebody, wrong person enter my life? What is happening? Somebody cry to God, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. When you come, say, forget about fine girl, throw wig away. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I cannot carry prophecy and be suffering. Angels of the living God, go to work. Bring my prophecy to pass. Lift up your voice and cry to God. And holy you are God. Igwe. Igwe. I cannot carry prophecy. You cannot take me this far and drop me. Men and family can drop me, but not you. Are you praying? say, I cannot carry prophecy. I'll be suffering. Are you praying there? Never. 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 I cannot carry prophecy. I'll be crying. I cannot carry prophecy. I'll be begging for food. Somebody, are you praying there? I cannot carry prophecy. I'm being lack and want. I cannot carry prophecy. I cannot carry prophecy and suffer. Thank you. Yeah, go on, amen. Lift up your voice and cry to God. I cannot carry prophecy. I'm being paid. I cannot carry prophecy and die young. Are you praying or you are just shaking your head? Is somebody praying? I cannot carry prophecy and end as a failure. I cannot carry prophecy and live like an idiot. I cannot carry prophecy and fail like others. Is somebody crying to God? Unto thee, O Lord. Hey, do I lift up my soul unto thee, O Lord? Do I lift up my soul? Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies fire. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my. In Jesus. Matinee, we pray. Your head will fulfill your prophecy. Any debts pursuing you, return back to the ascender in the name of Jesus. Your prophecy is your profit. May you be a prophet to your generation in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you must step in life, are you ready for this one? Washamidada, may the door to get there open for you in the name of Jesus. I love you enough to release you to your next level. So I decree your location shall be correct in the name of Jesus. Your location shall be correct in the name of Jesus. Your sent helpers will locate your address. Oh, I say your sent helpers will locate your address. I pray for the right connection in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every wrong connection, disconnection in the name of Jesus. Every opposition to your presence, silence in the name of Jesus. Receive deliverance from whatever that want to stop your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. If you are not tired, your prophecy shall manifest. I said, if you are not tired, your prophecy shall manifest. I'm not hearing you. Are you tired? Your prophecy shall manifest. Are you tired? I say your prophecy shall manifest. Every enemy of your prophecy shall go on exile. You will not be an enemy to yourself in the name of Jesus. You will not be an enemy to your fulfillment in the name of Jesus. The door to the manifestation of prophecy open for you in the name of Jesus. You can't carry prophecy and suffer. You can't carry prophecy and be stranded. I'm telling you, you can't carry prophecy and fail like them. So let your prophecy begin to speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your prophecy keep you alive till your manifestation in the name of Jesus. And if you are here, you are in your waiting period. Because everybody has his waiting period. And Job said, all the days while I wait, I pray the door of your appointment shall open for you. See, I'm praying for you from my belly. I'm not hearing amen from belly. I'm hearing from, I said, may the door of your appointment open for you. Esther did not dance to nobody. Help me with your name. Let me pray on top of it. Are you ready for this one? You will not die as a nobody in the name of Jesus. Ruth came as a wife of nobody, but ended as a wife of somebody. A genealogy to Jesus. Can I pray on top of your head for you? May your birth never be a waste in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you today as your priest and prophet. Everything you need to get right to prophecy, may God connect them for you in the name of Jesus. Lines upon lines, precept upon precept, dot upon dot. Every step you take, it shall be into your fulfillment. Fulfillment of greatness, fulfillment of prophecy, fulfillment of expansion. You will never go backward again in life. Now listen, anybody planted in your life to make sure that you fail, may God separate you from them. And I decree, all the days of your life on earth, may you go as God has written in the name of Jesus. You will not go out of the will of God for your life. You will not provoke God. And when God has lifted you, open your eyes, look at me. There's a particular guy called John. You remember John? Most of you don't know the mistake of John. John was a forerunner. He came few months before Jesus. Mary went to Elizabeth. Bible said the baby in the both of them lived. That means their destinies were connected. And John said that somebody coming behind me. He came, but he has not met him. He said, the shoe lasts, I cannot touch. But he said, that is the lamp of God that take it away. No, be so. If I was John, what was I supposed to do? Forget your ministry. Abby, you have no ministry. Ministry in the wilderness. And follow Jesus. Bible said, all the disciples of John followed Jesus. But John did not follow Jesus. The man you are sent to follow. What happened to you, John? He said, no, what have I been thinking? The Bible says in the wilderness, millions rushed to meet him. But when Jesus came, nobody came to meet him again. Because his ministry has ended. If I was him, I would just attach. The moon don't struggle because already it's connected to the sun. There are people, God has planted in your life. Just connect and be enjoying life. But no! He said, no. I must look for my own connection. I must look for my connection. And he started prophesying for the politicians. He went to the palace and prophesied to Herod. Look at me, somebody. Who sent John to the palace? Because if God is with him, he's not supposed to cut his head. He went out of prophecy. Can I pray for you? May you never step out of prophecy. They started negotiating on the head of the forerunner of Jesus. And he started yarning nonsense. He said, go and ask him. There are some people you must not fight. Is he the one we are waiting for? If he's the one, let him talk. What happened to your testimony before? That this is the lamp of God that taken away. And he lost his head. I want to pray for you. After God has lifted you, when I start hearing your name in high places, when I start hearing your name in great places, you will not forsake your God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
leave him alone. I know him not, will not be your portion in life. Leave, use your mouth to say, Father, I will not step out of prophecy. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray this prayer? It will pain you. Say, Father, today, anybody around me now that is not part of my prophecy, send them away. Oh, yeah, pray that prayer before. Pray that prayer before I continue. Send them away. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say, if they are not part of it, send them away. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, Father, all the people I went to meet, looking for a way to make it. John want to blow. He went to king of hell. Oh God, they got together. He said, you are not supposed to marry. What concern you? Anybody can, Bubu can marry anybody. Bubu can marry my mother. What's my business? John was not born a prophet. What concern you, prophecy? Anybody I have worked with me, say, let me say. Anybody I have gone to solicit for their help. Say, every connection I have looked for myself that will end my life and prophecy. Now Christ will say, Father, end the connection now. Oh, yeah, badwa. Hey, badwa, it's okay. Pray out. Every connection, whoever I've gone to meet, because I'm looking for help, because I'm looking for food, because I'm looking for connection. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh Lord, end the connection. End the connection. End the connection. End the stupid connection. In Jesus. Martin, will pray. Let me connect to this side. Let me pray for you. Today, anybody working against your prophecy shall go on exile. You will not be the one that will use your hand to destroy your prophecy in the name of Jesus. May you not be offended in your own prophecy in the name of Jesus. What God said concerning you to you shall stand in the name of Jesus. The life you must affect in your time, generation shall hear of it, and it shall be possible in the name of Jesus. If a man begets 100 children and has 100 wives and everything, but doesn't fulfill this, he said, an untimely birth. It's better than him. Now pray for you. May your life never be an untimely birth in the name of Jesus Christ. May you do well in life. Your head is lifted. You will do well in life. Amen. Your head is lifted. Amen. Your handwork prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your location shall be correct. Amen. You see, I won't tell you more. I say your location shall be correct. Amen. I'm not hearing you. Your helper shall locate you. Amen. Your connection shall be right. Amen. Your position shall be silent. Amen. And you are delivered and fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift up your hands and let's worship him. Everyone, every soul worshiping him now. I give you glory, Lord.
As we honor you.
Can you please tell me thank you for your future? Go ahead, I give you glory.
I give you glory, Lord. As we worship you.
You are wonderful. I'm not seeing your hand.
Worthy, oh Lord.
You might not look like your prophecy,
But it does not matter what and how you look like. What God said about you shall come to pass. Jam your hands together to the Lord. Woo!
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity.